More than 4,000 soldiers from the 125th Stryker Brigade will return to Fairbanks by the end of September. They've been at Forward Operating Base Warhorse in Iraq's Diyala province, northeast of Baghdad. One of three UAF students currently embedded as journalists with the unit, Jennifer Canfield, tells us more.
In preparation for their exodus, soldiers have begun to box up their belongings. Posters are coming down from the walls of containerized housing units, and a few creature comforts are being packed away. But the soldiers carry with them memories of home.
My wife, my newborn daughter, and my other two children.
My wife, hunting and fishing. First and foremost, the Alaska summers.
My wife, my daughter, and silver salmon.
In their final weeks here, most have the same thing on their mind.
My wife a hug and a kiss, and the kids a hug and a kiss, and let me just be glad.
Something simple as driving my kids to school, going out, you know, spend some time with my wife, and maybe get into some...
Hug my children, hug my wife, and... go home and hug the dog.
One thing I'm looking forward to most, wrapping my arms around my wife. That's more than anything.
For nearly a year, Warhorse has been where their heads hit the pillows. Few say they'll miss this dry and dusty place.
I can't say that I'll miss anything. Coming in here to the guys every morning and leaving every night, but that's pretty much it. Time I get with the guys.
Absolutely nothing.
No, not much else.
I miss... the mission, you know, I enjoy what I do, but I'm ready to go home.
Some will arrive in time to see the leaves change color, most in time for moose season. And even if there's no family waiting at home to greet them, they may have other things to look forward to.
Getting that first beer after you get back.
At Forward Operating Base Warhorse in Diyala Province, Iraq, I'm Jennifer Canfield.